Sometimes it feels like we are on a repeated loop of events or similar life cycles, perhaps adding to or building onto our understanding, adding a richness or maybe stripping down to the bare bones to make sure we really grasp what is being said. So for the next 7 weeks, we're directing our focus to the 1 John text and delving into the mystery of Christ. This week, focusing on the incarnation of Christ being revealed in a different way to the community that 1 John, or this author, is writing to. And in their own time, they're facing the struggle. Vaguely similar to ones that we might recognize. So they're individuals who are frightened and they're yearning for a place to make sense of why bad things happen to good people. They're looking for a place to process the losses of life, to celebrate joys, a place for support and belonging. They want a place that they want to build a world that's more just, more kind, and more loving, a place to experience the wonder, discover a new truth about themselves, of the world around them, and perhaps to encounter the divine. That kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Just a little bit. In the community, we're struggling with trying to find a way to live in the split society of their time and asking the question, so what? Why does it matter? Why is knowing and understanding Christ's incarnation important for the church of our time and the life that we're trying to live and to form? Why is it so important to understand why Christ's divinity and humanity are important for us? Straining against those who wanted to divide their community, making them believe that what the disciples were teaching them about Christ was false. And those that were dividing the community or trying to divide were seeking to harden their hearts and turn the frightened individuals in their community away from God rather than to God. And the author is pleading with this community to remember all that was revealed and declared to them from the beginning, which was the relationship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in fellowship with their community. It was offering this assurance and giving this information to their formation of faith. And revealing all these things like, you know this. This is the core stuff that we've been teaching you from the beginning. Just we're revealing more and more of it to you as you grow and understand. All these things that we've been teaching you is so relevant still to the formation of your faith and this fellowship that you have with one another. Just continue to pull from it. What these false teachers are trying to tell you is not relevant. It has nothing to do with what the core of your values are. Continue to draw from what we're telling you, that you have fellowship in Christ through God the Father. All this stuff is still so vague, so potent to your understanding and to your actions and your faith. That's what they're trying to continue to tell them. And they're telling them to look at Christ's origins to help them to gain that clarity to speak against those who are speaking falsely against Christ's divinity. Those that who did not believe that Christ was fully God and fully human. And the author is trying to sum it up. I know it's like this whole, it's not very clear. And it's like this whole roundabout way to get it to clear, to make it clear. But he's trying to sum it up for them in this first part of the letter that he's writing. That the word of life is Christ the Son, who is God. And the relationship the community had with the Father, like I said, is also through Christ, who is the advocate of the Father. and to let them know that the atoning sacrifice that Christ paid on their behalf is full of grace and truth. All these things that they, that like I said, all these things that they know and understand are still so true for them. That the author is encouraging these frightened individuals that are without community, that are struggling, that they have a community still. They have this fellowship that is so important, such an important key to them. And then by that extension, allow this invitation and approach to be given to others who are struggling with that same questions and same struggles that they are facing. For those within the community to approach with faith, with the breath of the Spirit that was breathed on them, to have their eyes to be open, their ears to have heard these truths, their hands that have been touched by God, and their concern for the word of life to be revealed continually to them, and to be ready to live out that light of Christ that is within them, to be lived out to shine for others who are in the darkness looking to be shined on. And so for us, why is it important? Why is it important to know and to give those truths to others that are seeking community and to seek the truths of why is our faith important? So as a continually forming Heartbeat community, because I think we're just continually reforming and forming and shaping and being, and we're a vital Heartbeat. So why is it important for us to understand and know Christ's divinity, this mystery of faith? Because we hear it a lot. If you don't, you have to listen. Because we say it every time we say the Nicene Creed. When we say the words of institution at community, we say the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. It gives us clarity and a purpose of our formation. In our actions of why we come together, it gives us strength of why, of when we go through our struggles of this everyday life that just wants to drag us back down into the mire and the pit of despair and just the world that wants to drag us away from our faith. When we see the actions of those that claim to be, of those that in the name of Christ do horrible actions, it gives us faith to continue to say, that's not the God I worship. This is the God I worship that's full of grace and truth and hope and love. This is why we model Christ's actions to others. Why we hold the truth that without God there is no light within us. Without sacrifice, we would not be cleansed of our sin. Without Christ, we would not have everlasting life and an advocate in the Father. Remembering we are struggling, that we are invited into fellowship as God invites us all into community. That we are invited to walk with one another and not walk alone. We are invited to walk with one another in the light. That together we walk in light of joy and fellowship. So we invite others to be part of not only this community, but the larger community of believers, where we can join together to make sense of the broken world, to encounter the divine in each other, because the light shines from God through us, that we can have a sense of belonging, that we can build a world that is more just and more kind, more loving, each and every time we join together. Amen.